You know it's about to happen. Would you really do anything I ask of you? Even something so dirty and embarrassing. Something that goes against common sense and societal norms. Something that your mind might not want to let you do. A command that your body may struggle to submit to. There is nothing sexier than acting against your own interests, betraying your own thoughts for the sake of obedience and pleasing me, completely submitting to my power and control, my alluring domination, doing something that brings me entertainment. Even if you don't have any other reason to do it. Pure submission. Emptying yourself of your thoughts, your sense, your worries, your doubts and fears, your senses, your free will, even your bladder. Are you prepared to do that for me? Perhaps the thought of pissing yourself makes it a bit hard to relax. Are you nervous? Or are you giddy? Or perhaps the thought of soiling yourself, making a big wet mess, kind of turns you on. Maybe it shoves you under into subspace. The thought of pure submission, doing whatever I tell you to do, no matter how you are feeling right now. We'll take it nice and slow, okay? We'll take it nice and slow. Make yourself comfy. Do whatever you need to do. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. When I reach 10, I want you to point your toes so that you feel a nice stretch. At that point, I will count to 10 again. And I want you to hold that stretch until I reach 10 once again. Don't worry, I'll walk you through it. Starting at 1, you don't have to do anything yet. Just listen to the numbers and wait for the mark. 2, listening to my count, waiting for my mark. 3, to point your toes parallel with your legs. 4, not now. 5, halfway there. 6, following these simple orders. 7, just listening right now. 8, that's all you have to do. 9, just let it happen. 10, tense up the muscles in your legs and point your toes straight down. 1, hold it. 2, keep pointing those toes. 3, you may feel a nice stretch in your shins, or perhaps up in your thighs and glutes. 4, it all depends on the position of your body. 5, it's okay if you don't feel much. 6, all that matters to me is that you are following my instructions. 7, just obeying. 8, That's all you have to do. 9. Just let it happen. 10. Relax your legs now. I'm going to count to 10 again, and this time, when I reach 10, I want you to rotate your ankles up so that your feet are flat, as if you are standing up. Starting again at 1, keeping your legs relaxed until I reach 10. 2. Listening to my count, waiting for my mark. 3. To rotate your ankles forward with your feet perpendicular to your legs this time. 4. Not now. 5. Halfway there. 6. Following these simple orders. 7. Just listening right now. 8. That's all you have to do. 9. Just let it happen. 10. Rotate your ankles now and hold your feet flat. 1. Hold it. 2. You should feel that stretch in your calves now. 3. Perhaps a little bit in your hamstrings. 4. Keep holding that position. We're halfway done. 5. It's okay if you don't feel much. 6. All that matters to me is that you are following my instructions. 7. Just obeying. 8. That's all you have to do. 9. Just let it happen. 10. Relax your legs now. Let them return to a limp, comfortable position. Very good. See how easy it is to obey when I give you a simple countdown. You should feel a little more loose and comfortable now. Just relax. Just let it happen. Relax. Drop. Allow me to whisk you away from life for a moment into a world of my creation, designed purely to help you relax. Whether your heightened anxiety comes from nervousness or excitement, let's just focus on this right now. For now, simply close your eyes. Listen to my words and let your mind do what it wants with them. Let it conjure any images or scenes that my words may evoke. Let it wander. Don't worry. If you get lost in thought, I will still be right here, dripping my words into your psyche. Drip. Drip. Drip, like residual water droplets dripping from a delicate little tree branch into a still pond after a heavy rain shower on a golden summer evening. The air is pleasantly warm. The low-hanging sun tints the world with warm hues of gold, brass, and yellow. It's warm and pleasant. The tree branch calmly trembles as the water rhythmically rolls down and trickles off of its little limbs. Drip, 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 dropping onto the surface of the pond. Merely a puddle in the grand scheme of things. Drip, drip, drip. Ripples spreading out from the point of impact. Perfect growing circles flowing outwards, one after another, forming a mesmerizing, spiraling pattern on the water's face, distorting the clear reflection of the orient sky. Colorful clouds calmly floating by. No worry in the world. Not in this world. Drip, drip, drip. The only sound for miles. The water. Drip, drip, dripping into the pond. Filling it up. My voice. Drip. Drip. Dripping into your psyche. Filling it up. One drop at a time. This pond is just like your mind. The water. My voice. Filling it up, you might be able to feel the little drips rippling across your mind, tranquil, with a soft, soothing turbulence, subtle waves spreading from the center, slowly but surely taking over your psyche, so subtle. But very present. Just like this pond, your mind is gradually becoming occupied, filled with these drips. Your skull is simply a porcelain bowl filled with spiraling liquid, pleasantly perturbed. Gently gyrating. Drip, drip, drip. And this pond is slowly, so slowly you wouldn't even notice until it's already happening. Overflowing. Looking to your left, you can see that this pond sits just beside the edge of a cliff, and as this pond fills beyond its maximum capacity, you can see the expanding edges slowly creeping towards the stagnant edge of the cliff, just watching. That's all you have to do. Just let it happen. Watch the pond as it swells, filling up more and more, approaching the edge. The pond can barely keep the water contained. It won't be long before it spills over, trickling down the side of the cliff, the legs of the mountain. This pond is just like your mind. As my word, drip, drip, drip inside, filling you up beyond your maximum capacity. You need to let something go. This is a very familiar feeling. Being so full, in desperate need of release. Barely holding it together. Think about that feeling when your bladder is so full, just like this pond. just like your head. That distinct, heavy, uncomfortable feeling. Perhaps you are feeling it right now. Or perhaps it will sneak up on you soon, without even noticing until it's happening. But you know that feeling. This swelling, turbulent pond represents your head, your bladder, so full. Drip, 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 creeping towards the edge. It wants to pour off the edge. It wants to be free. It wants to trickle down the cliff, the legs of the mountain. It's getting so heavy, weighing you down. Your head, your bladder. Just like this overflowing, unstable pond. You need to let something go. Drip, drip, drop. Submit to me completely. Willing to do anything for me. Drop your thoughts, your sense, your worries, your doubts and fears, your senses, your free will, and everything I ask you to let go of. You will obey for the sole purpose of obeying, entertaining me, even if it feels dirty and embarrassing, especially if it feels dirty and embarrassing. And so, as this pond fills and approaches the edge, so does your head, so does your bladder. Remember how easy it was to obey when I gave you a simple countdown earlier? Just relax. Just let it happen. Relax. Drop. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, it will be so easy to obey. It will feel so natural to let go, because you need to let go so badly. You need to go so badly. This pond, your mind, your bladder, your desire to obey and entertain me is so full. Hold it in for just a bit longer until I reach 10. Then you can let it all go. Starting at 1, no longer nervous. 2, calm and eager to obey. 3, warm, heavy, full, just like the contents of the pond that so desperately want to be freed from their bounds. 4, waiting for my mark to let go. 5. I don't care how it makes you feel. 6. All that matters to me is that you are following my instructions. 7. Just obey. 8. That's all you have to do. 9. As the water creeps closer to the edge, just let it happen. 10. Empty yourself. That's all you have to do. Nothing crazy. Just let it happen. As the contents of the pond creep over the edge of the cliff, pouring, starting as a light trickle and quickly forming a gushing stream, soaking the legs of the cliff, the heavy fullness in your head and your bladder trickle. What? And gush out, soaking your legs, making such a big wet mess for me, pissing yourself for mommy, covering yourself in such golden warmth, so pleasant, comforting. And dirty. It makes your head so empty. Finally letting go of all of this weight that you've been holding on to, waiting for my mark, my permission to let it all go. Emptying your mind and your bladder. It feels so good to piss yourself. Your submission. I'm so proud of you for pissing yourself. But as nice as it feels, it will start to get cold. So I need you to get up now and clean up, okay? I need you to clean yourself. Your clothes, your sheets, or whatever you soiled, so I can make you dirty again. Understood? You can start by doing some of those leg stretches from before. Tensing your muscles. Point your toes. Rotating your ankles. Maybe your back. And your arms and your neck too, forming fists with your hands, spreading out your fingers, whatever it takes until you get your body ready to get up and clean yourself. Open your eyes if you haven't already and look at what you've done to yourself, what I've done to you. Look at it. Look at the mess you've made. Look how obedient and submissive you are for me. Is it embarrassing? Good. Go clean up and think about what just happened.